Matthew 14. In case you haven't noticed, God's people are in a battle. There's no doubt about that. And that's normal, for we are soldiers. And God's people have always been in a battle. We are not exempt from anything this world has to face. Just because we're saved doesn't mean God's going to exclude us from those things. In fact, we may be more prone or apt or likely to go through battles just because we are God's people. Well, that being said, look at Matthew chapter 14, begin reading in verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. In the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and called him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." We've looked at these verses several times through the year since I've been here. But it's on my heart to look back, beginning in verse 28 especially. It says, "Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me." I want to try to preach this evening on what we need in stormy weather. I don't know if you've noticed. I've said it already more than once since we've been here tonight. We are in a difficult day. There's no doubt about that. It is not easy. It's not supposed to be easy. The Lord warned us about what we're seeing. This Bible, we believe, tells us it's going to be exactly like it is right before he comes back. And I'm glad that we can look around and in spite of all the difficulties, all the hardship, we can say, well, he sure was right. I don't know if you watch the news. To be honest, I'm almost guilty in not watching it anymore because it just seems like it's so depressing. And I need to watch it more to stay informed more. But every time you turn it on, it's depressing. It is a depressing day. It is a difficult day. It is a different day. We're living in a different type of atmosphere than we've ever experienced before. If you have any age on you, you will say, boy, what a difference it is since I was younger. It's amazing to me how different it has been just in the last few years. Just in the last few years, how things have come so far from where they were. It is a different day. It is a desperate day, if you care at all. Yeah, I got a text yesterday. I talked back and I said, it's a scary time if you exclude the Lord. If you forget about what all he said, it's a scary time. And all this is going on in our world, but your life may be going through a stormy time right now. There's a stormy time in the world. Jesus warned us about it. But your life may be going through a stormy time. You may be going through a difficult time. You may be going through a desperate time. You may be going through a discouraging time. I say this evening, what do we need in stormy weather? So many times, unfortunately, if we aren't careful, we'll look in the wrong direction. We'll look for the wrong thing most of the time. We just want to feel better, get over the problem. And I understand that, but it may be the Lord wants us to wait on Him and trust His grace through the problem. Well, let me try and preach what I'm trying to say. In verse 23, it says, "And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone." Well, he sent the disciples over the sea and more or less said, "I'll meet you on the other side." I wonder, did they think, well, wonder what boat he'll use. Wonder who'll bring him. But they are out there on the sea, and they think he's not around. But little did they realize at that exact moment, he's up on a mountain. Guess what he's doing? He's praying. Guess what I think he's praying about? I believe he's praying for them. Just because he's on a mountain some distance away doesn't mean he is away from the situation. So I say, what do we need in stormy weather? We need a friend that will not depart. Even though he wasn't right there with them at that moment, he was still there. He had not left them. They did not leave his presence when they left his presence. He was there. Only he can be there and here at the same time, but he was. I don't understand he was in a body then, but his prayer transformed him, transferred him, transplanted him from the mountain where he is all by himself to that boat there in the storm where those disciples were reeling and rocking and scared to death. I say this evening, if you're going through a stormy time, you sure better have a friend that won't depart. A lot of people say, "Now, if you need me, call me." Well, you call them, you find out they didn't really mean it. Or even if you do call them and talk to them and you hang up and you think, sure didn't help much. They tried to help me. They do care. But it seems like I just don't get help from them. I tell you, the way we get real help is from the real friend. Verse 25 says, "And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them." Now, he was there with them in his prayers, but now he's there in his presence. He comes where they're at when the storm comes. I'll tell you, when the storm's in your life, he ain't off somewhere busy with somebody else. He knows what you're going through. He's not just aware. He's there, and he's there to help. I tell you one thing, his presence sure made a difference on these stormy waves. Sure made a difference in every disciple on the boat. When you're going through stormy times, you need a friend that will not depart. He says, "Be of good cheer. It's going to be all right, fellas. There is no need to worry. There's no need to fear. In these stormy days, oh yes. With what I'm facing, yeah. No matter how severe your storm is, no matter how bad it gets around us, this world is reeling and rocking. It's chaotic. It seems out of control. But God knows exactly what's going on, and He's very much aware and very much informed and very much at work." He said, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." And Jesus came for all the disciples, but he came especially for Peter. And Peter, as you know, came out of the boat as Jesus said to, and he starts walking on the water. Well, that's pretty good. I mentioned this not long ago. But Peter is walking on the water, but all of a sudden he gets to looking at the storm and the sea, and he starts to sink. Well, I say, Peter needed Jesus right then. When I say something else, he needed Jesus before he began to sink, before things started falling apart, Before he started going down, he needed Jesus before the storm. We need to realize we don't need to wait until the storm to appreciate him. We don't need to wait until things are falling apart to spend time with him. We ought to love him when things are going good. When the sea is smooth and the breeze is calm and everything's just perfect. And somebody may say, does that really happen? Well, sometimes it may not be long. It may be brief. But we need to, hey, I say Peter needed him before he began to sink. He needed him while he's walking on the water. Well, who do you think enabled, I almost hesitate to use that word, enabled Peter to walk on water? Who made it possible? Well, Jesus did. So Peter needed him when he was heading toward the storm, and when he's in the storm, and now he's on the sea, and he's walking on water, and he needs Jesus to help him to stay above water. Hey, listen, he needs Jesus to keep him from sinking. Because we're about to find out what happens when he doesn't trust Jesus. He's going down. And I want to tell you something. When things are going smooth and you're walking on water and God's using you and blessing you and you wake up with a smile and it seems like things are going good, don't you forget the Lord then. Boy, we need a friend all the time. But especially when the storm comes, he needed Jesus before he sank. He needed him while he was walking on the water. And when he began to sink, he sure needed the Lord. I'm talking about when stormy weather comes, you need something. You need a friend that will not depart, one that won't run away when trouble comes to your life, one that can help you in the storm and will be there in the storm with you. He needed Jesus when he began to sink, when he started going down. He wisely said, Lord, save me. And you know what the Lord did? He saved him. Notice how it's worded. He stretched out his hand. I see in that the Lord did not reach down with both hands like I would have to do and try and lift him up. He just reached out one hand and Peter grabbed it and Jesus says, okay, whoop, like an elevator. And Peter started rising where he had been sinking. Listen to me. It was not Jesus' strength that raised Peter. It was Jesus' power. I mean by that, it was not the muscles he had as a human that raised up Jesus. It was the power of God. He just reached out his hand and go, whoop, and Peter came. I'm telling you, Peter needed the Lord. He needed a friend that would not depart when he had those stormy weather, the stormy sea, and when he was sinking in the sea. And so it is with us when trouble comes and problems arise. We do not need to depend on our know-how because we don't know how. We do not need to depend on people, even though there are some who probably really do care and would help if they could, but they can't. We need to depend on our only true friend, the one that will not leave us or will not forsake us. His name is Jesus. We need to go to him when stormy weather comes. Now, he may use a person. There have been times people have said things to me that sure did help me through my storm. There have been things I have read. There's been messages I've heard. And someone said something or did something, and it sure did aid me through my stormy path. But God's the one that sent them. And God's the one that anointed what they said. God's the one that blessed it to my heart and stirred my spirit to receive it. So you know where it came from? God. We need a friend that will not depart. His name is Jesus. I see that Peter called on him quickly. Sure better. When you're sinking, you better call on somebody in a hurry. I wonder why we ponder and wait and try and suffer and endure before we call on Him. We'll call the doctor 10 times before we call on him once. We'll call a friend before we call on him. We'll turn to a book before we call on him. I tell you, Peter understood something. I am in a situation where nobody can help me but my friend. And he's right here. I'm calling on him. I'm talking about we need a friend that will not depart. And notice what it says. Jesus caught him. I'm telling you, he was going down. And had Jesus not reached out and caught him, he would have gone all the way down. In the process of sinking, on the way down, Jesus said, you ain't going. And here's my point. Had Peter not relied on his friend, it would have gotten worse. You think it's bad now? You think your life and what you're facing is bad now? I tell you, it could be worse. And listen to me, it will be worse if we don't rely on the Lord. If we don't trust Him. If we don't rely on Him and trust Him. And listen, here's the word. Obey Him. It will get worse. He called him. He was going down. It was getting bad and worse in a hurry. Beginning to sink is bad. Being sunk is worse. And that's what Peter was heading to. Peter needed Jesus before he sank. He needed Jesus while he was sinking. He needed Jesus after he sank as much as he did. If you look in Matthew, in fact, let me just flip over Matthew 16, verse 15. I got to thinking while I was studying this, well, what did Peter, well, what happened to him? Where's the next time we find Peter? I thought it was interesting to find out that in Matthew 16, verse 15, here's the next occasion where we find Peter intertwined and talking with the Lord. Jesus said, He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Well, how you reckon Peter knew that? Oh, yeah, we can say, well, he walked with Jesus for 3.5 years. Yeah, he did. That's a part of it. But I believe with all my heart, a lot of what confirmed in Peter's heart that Jesus was who he was when he remembered he was sinking and Jesus pulled him out. When Jesus helped him through the stormy time. What do we need in stormy weather? We need a friend that will not depart. Verse 26, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. We talk about Peter being afraid, and he was. But so were all the disciples. Now, it doesn't say it, but I know it's true. They were scared of the storm. But when he came walking on the sea in the storm, and they thought it's got to be a ghost, they did get scared. Bottom line, the disciples were scared too. Then in verse 32, and when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshiped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Now, they've been worried and troubled and scared and frightened. But when the sea calmed and the storm ceased and the Savior came, all of a sudden they're at peace. But my point is, they could have been at peace the whole time. They didn't have, I'm talking about in a storm. I'm talking about, listen, humanly speaking, it was dangerous. I'm talking about it would have been easier to die than to live. It would have been easier to sink than to stay up. I'm talking about this was a storm. And Jesus said, Why did you doubt? Oh, ye have little faith. So I see in that their faith sure was important. So undoubtedly that means that our faith is important when we're going through stormy weather. What do we need when we're facing stormy weather? We need a friend that will not depart, and we need a faith that will not doubt. We need the kind of faith that won't doubt no matter how bad the storm gets. You say, is that possible? Sure it is. Yeah, it is. Because our faith is supposed to be in Him. And I'm telling you, in that dangerous storm, they're still just as safe as these two little twins in Mama and Grandmama's arms. They're just as protected. It was as though God said, let everything go all chaotic all around you, but it ain't touching you. It may bounce you around a little bit, but you're going to be all right. They believed and they were at peace after the storm, but they could have believed and been at peace during the storm. Thank the Lord for faith that works after you don't need it. I want a faith that works when I do need it. What do we need in stormy weather? We need a friend that will not depart. We need a faith that will not doubt. The storm has ceased. The sea is calm and the Savior is close. Well, good and gracious, I could be calm then. I could rejoice then. But we need to be believing and not doubting in the midst of the storm. They could have trusted Him at the worst of the storm because He was God. Not only could they have, but they should have. And Jesus rebuked them for their little faith. He rebuked Peter. And He wouldn't rebuke them wrongly. And if He rebuked them, that means that they did have no reason to doubt, for He was God all along. Through the whole situation, He did not cease being God. And that brings me to my next and my last point. What do we need in stormy weather? We need a friend that will not depart, and we have one. A faith that will not doubt, and we should have one. But then we need a focus that will not deviate. You know what Peter's problem was, don't you? He's focused on Jesus to begin with. And then his focus was deviated. It was moved. It was changed. Verse 32 says, and when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. Before that, he wasn't afraid. I mean, the man is walking on water, and the storm is still raging, but he wasn't afraid because he was looking at Jesus. I tell you, a lot of times if you'll talk to me, I'll say, try worshiping the Lord. Try worshiping Him. Put your focus on Him. Don't focus on your problem. Don't focus on your storm. Don't focus on the sea. Don't focus on what could happen, what is happening, what may happen, what did happen. Focus on Him. Worship Him. See Him. And all of a sudden, the storm just disappears. He's still in the storm, but he doesn't see the storm. He sees Jesus, but then his focus changed from the Savior to the sea. From the Savior to the storm. And when, hey, as long as he saw the Savior, he didn't see the storm. But then when he saw the storm, he didn't see the Savior. And that's when he sank, began to sink. So we need a friend that will not depart, a faith that will not doubt, a focus that will not deviate. Peter kept his eyes on the Lord. He's fine. And right now, our world is like this sea. It is topsy-turvy, out of control in our point of view. I'm telling you, hey, all that used to be way off, it's in our doorstep now. Hey, just in, the last couple of days in Mike and Lori's neighborhood, and man alive, you know good and well, that's the nicest neighborhood in the world with them living there. Man got killed. I mean, you just don't know. I mean, it's in our world. It's in our neighborhood. It is here. I'm telling you, sin and filthiness and the madness and the insanity. And it's called the devil. It is here now. Muslims and terrorism and financial situation and Trump as president. I'm saying our world is coming unglued, but in spite of our storm, we can still have a focus on the Lord and see what He says and see who He is. He may, in fact, He may, isn't even the right way to put it, He will. We'll let Him use our storm to help us. Hey, I believe these disciples were better after the storm than before the storm. I believe God used all this chaos to help them and help Peter. He wants to help us to trust Him, walk with Him, obey Him, yield to Him. His storm that He sends is for a reason. There's a purpose, so we need to keep focused on Him and not the storm. In verse 30, it says it was boisterous. That means powerful. God said it was a powerful storm, powerful wind. But even though it was powerful, so powerful that God said it was powerful, it wasn't more powerful than Jesus. Jesus said, be calm. In fact, I don't even see where He actually spoke. He came on board and the sea was calm. I'm sure glad we've got a God that powerful. And that's why we need to focus on Him and not our problems and not our storm and not our situation and what could happen, may happen and all I've already said, because He's the God who's more powerful. Psalm 46 is one of my favorite verses. Psalms chapter 46 verse 1 and 2 says, God is our refuge and strength, very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear. Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, He says if you're standing and your whole world crumbles around you, the ground you're standing on crumbles and it all disappears and flows into the sea, and you're standing on a ledge, He said, you don't have to worry about a thing because your God's in charge. I'm telling you, our God's in control. We can focus on Him and trust Him no matter what. When your world's coming unglued, you can trust Him. When you're facing the storm, trust Him. When you're facing the storm, go to Him. Ask Him for grace. Trust Him. Expect Him to help you. Receive His help. And here's the word again, obey Him. If you ever need to obey Him, it's when the storm is blowing. Peter obeyed Him and walked on water. When he got his eyes on the Lord, he began to sink. But then Jesus brought him out of the trouble. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what you're going through. I know our world's unglued. But I do know this. We can trust Him. We can rely on Him. We can hear Him, but we need to obey Him. If you're ever in need of obeying Him is when things are really troublesome, because He's the one that's going to lead you out. He's the one that gives you help. We rely on ourselves, we're going to be disappointed. We trust in someone, we're going to be let down. But when your stormy weather comes, you can trust Him. Let's stand together a minute.